Good evening, Golden Hawks. You are tuned in to Laurier's Top 10, where the past still hums through the static, and behind each song is a quiet confession that someone is still searching for their lost love in every melody. I'm your host, Ella Ashtarino. Tonight's theme is 80s midnight afterthoughts. High rises, rain bouncing off neon signs, and the quiet that follows the last elevator ding. At the top, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. A layered, aching look at time and memory. Every note feels like sunlight glinting off of a windshield on a hot afternoon that you know you can't return to. It's a song about loss, about longing, about the people and moments that fade into the past, but never truly leave us. The guitars hum with nostalgia. The vocals tremble with quiet regret. And somehow, all of it feels painfully alive. This is the perfect song, Golden Hawks, for an opening to a night of reflection. For our first advice column, many people have asked me this week, do people ever find their way back to each other? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If it's real, it waits. If it's not, you'll find something else to love. Often when you least expect it. Life has a way of keeping the ache alive. Just enough for you to grow, learn, and carry the memory forward. Up at number 2, Corey Hart with Sunglasses at Night. Sunglasses at night, cool and guarded. Yet underneath the shades, there's a raw, almost aching vulnerability. It's the kind of song that captures the feeling of standing alone in a city street at 2 a.m. Lights flickering on wet asphalt, waiting to be seen, but too proud to ask. Every synth is a line, and every echoing drumbeat feels like a heartbeat in the dark. Remember that longing can be stylish, quiet, and devastating all at once. Next up, at number 3, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine. This song is known as a rush of pure, unfiltered feeling. Powerful and vulnerable all at once. Sweet Child O' Mine is more than a song for many. It's a memory distilled into melody. The opening riff feeling like sunlight breaking through a storm. The vocals carry the sweetness of nostalgia and the ache of love that can't be held forever, even though you wish it could. It's a reminder that even when life is messy, music can reach into your chest and make the emotions feel real again. Now, for another note of advice, we carry the ones we've lost, not just in pictures or songs, but in the quiet corners of our thoughts. And that's okay, Laurier. Loving someone who isn't here anymore doesn't mean you're stuck. It means your heart is still learning what it means to be alive. Now, at number 4, Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. A steady, yearning reminder that sometimes hope is all that keeps us moving. Don't Dream It's Over feels like standing on a balcony, watching the rain wash the city streets clean. reflecting on what you've lost and what you still have the chance to find. Every verse is a gentle nudge to keep going, Laurier. Every chorus is a soft hug for anyone who's ever felt the world closing in on you. It assures you that even in the quietest moments, we are not alone. As said in the song, don't dream it's over. To love is to risk losing yourself and still step forward. And yes, it will hurt. And yes, it will change you. But the alternative, closing yourself off, leaves you untouched. And untouched is not the same as alive. So, at number 5, we have K by Cigarettes After Sex. Modern, moody, and cinematic, like an 80s movie that never made it to the screen. The music drifts like fog, fragile and intimate, carrying the ache of a fleeting romance and the melancholy of things left unsaid. It's a song that you play late at night when the world feels too loud and a bit too sharp. When memories crawl back quietly and you're left with bittersweet feeling that love is both beautiful and impossible to keep forever. Before we head into number 6, I had someone say something to me the other day, and I thought I'd include it in my second advice column. Someone told me, I'm doing everything right. Studying, working, performing, but I still feel empty. What's wrong with me? I want to let anyone know that feels the same, that nothing's wrong with you. You are human. Rest isn't optional. It's part of the job. Step away from the desk. Go outside. Let the night air do some slow work. Let the streets remind you that life is bigger than deadlines. Sometimes, being in a city like Waterloo teaches you are more when you pursue than when you push through. Well, I might have just screwed that up. It teaches you are more when you pause than when you push through. And the quiet moments are where you heal. At number 6, we have an old throwback that used to be on the top 100 chart in Canada. Bare Naked Ladies, Lovers in a Dangerous Time. A Canadian take on love in uncertain times. Tender, defiant, and quietly hopeful. Lovers in a Dangerous Time reminds us that love isn't always easy, but it's worth the risk. It's a song about holding on to connection when the world feels like it's falling apart, but choosing courage over comfort. Now, at number 7, is Casey and the Sunshine Band, Please Don't Go. I remember the first time I listened to this song, it was in a Mexican restaurant. Now, when I think back on that, I laugh quite a lot. It was with my father. And it's quite a joke now. But if I look at it underneath it all, it's a lot deeper than that. A raw, pleading request, wrapped in an 80s soft soul, asking someone to stay, even when everything else says to leave. Please Don't Go is tender desperation, set to irresistible rhythm. A song that captures the ache of vulnerability and the fear of emptiness, mixed in with that longing for connection. At number 8, we have John Waite, Missing You. We all fake it sometimes. And this is the anthem for when the pretending cracks. Missing you is heartbreak distilled. The lonely drive home. The echo of someone's laughter in an empty apartment. The quiet ache that lingers after goodbye. It's honest, raw, and somehow comforting. Like being handed a mirror for your own feelings and realizing you're not alone. How do you stop missing someone who's already moved on? Maybe you don't stop. Missing someone shows you felt deeply. Over time, that ache becomes a softer memory. And the gratitude for what you once had. It's proof that love leaves a mark. And even ghosts of the past can teach us something about who we are today. Now, Laurier, we are at number 9. And, it's gonna be talk. It's my life. A quiet declaration of self. It's my life is a reminder to hold your ground. To assert your identity in a world full of noise. Lastly, at top 10, we're ending with Billy Joel, Vienna. Honestly, for me, this song hits deep. I really do like this song. Songs like this make me want to talk about it with somebody. Should probably get some people on this radio show, podcast style. Anyway, as I'm thinking out loud, we close with a perfect, patient reminder to slow down. Billy Joel's Vienna is a late-night meditation for anyone racing the clock, reminding us that life isn't a sprint. If it was, I'd be losing. But every note, every lyric, urges you to breathe, to savor the moment and honor your own journey. It's a song that gently holds your hand and whispers that you're allowed to take your time, and leaves the night feeling quiet, reflective, and a little more whole, Laurier. That's it for our top 10. Honestly, I was just talking to a friend. Maybe I should talk a little less professionally on here. I don't know, maybe it makes it a bit more entertaining. But thanks for riding this one out with me, Laurier. Whether you're in the library or in a lab, which honestly I feel really bad for you because that sounds like that sucks in my mind, or on a late night walk back to your apartment, remember, hearts mend in small increments. Keep your playlists honest and your late night coffee stronger. Well, then your doubts. This is Laurier's Top 10. I'll see you next time. And don't forget, take it easy.